This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Haiti was engulfed in chaos Thursday, day after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated, with authorities vowing to hunt down more of the mercenaries allegedly responsible for shooting to death Moïse in the bedroom of his home. Police said that 7 suspects had been killed, 6 others arrested, among them 2 American citizens. The U.S. State Department has not confirmed the reports that 2 of its citizens are in detention. 3 officers who had been held hostage were freed Thursday, while the hunt for additional gunmen continues. Moïse's wife was injured in the attack and airlifted to a trauma center in Miami, Florida, in the U.S., where she is said to be in stable condition. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph placed the country under a state of siege, in effect, martial law. Joseph urged calm and asked people to reopen businesses and go back to work as he ordered the reopening of the international airport. The motivation for the assassination remains unclear. Crews working at the site of a condominium complex in the U.S. state of Florida trying to recover the bodies of victims after determining there was no chance of anyone in the rubble could still be alive 2 weeks after the building in Surfside collapsed. Officials say the death toll rose to 64 Thursday, with 76 people still unaccounted for. And there will be no fans in the venues at the Tokyo Olympics later this month after a decision by organizers and the national government to implement a state of emergency because of COVID-19. Decision comes after Japan declared a state of emergency for capital due to the global health crisis that will run throughout the event. Via remote, this is VOA News. Pfizer says it's about to seek U.S. authorization for a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. The company said Thursday that another shot could dramatically boost immunity and maybe help ward off the latest worrisome coronavirus mutant. Research from multiple countries shows the widely used COVID-19 vaccines offer strong protection against the highly contagious Delta variant, but virus-fighting antibodies naturally wane. Pfizer says early data from a company trial suggests people's antibody levels jump after they get a third dose. But the filing doesn't mean third doses would be rolled out anytime soon. Public health officials would have to decide if they're really needed. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st. Speaking at the White House, the president defended his decision to end America's longest war, reiterating that the status quo is not an option. He explained that after $1 trillion over 20 years and seeing 2,400 American service personnel die, the United States cannot remain tethered to a policy set 2 decades ago when Afghanistan-based al-Qaeda terrorists attacked the country. Biden said the higher priorities for the U.S. these days are preparing for the next pandemic, shoring up core strengths that compete economically with China, and combating the existential threat of climate change. Taliban fighters have made rapid territorial advances across Afghanistan since May 1st, when the United States and NATO allies formally began withdrawing their remaining troops from the country. The foreign ministers of Egypt and Sudan appealed to the UN Security Council Thursday to intervene in their dispute with Ethiopia over the operation of a mega dam on the Nile River. Tensions have escalated since Addis Ababa said Monday it had begun its second phase of filling the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, also known as GERD. Downstream, neighbors in Egypt and Sudan object, insisting that a legally binding agreement that governs how the dam is filled as and operated must first be in place. Ethiopia started building the dam in 2011 on the Blue Nile as a major hydropower project. Construction is nearly complete. More news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.